Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 16th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Trumos, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Shvi's, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah is going to continue talking about a situation where there are two baskets, one of Truma, one of Chulin, and it's not known which one is which. Of course, the Truma is also for a non-Kohen, and the Chulin is Mutter. Zara is Echad Man. Now, what happens if a person sowed one of the contents of one of these baskets, and he doesn't know if he has sown the Truma produce or the Chulin produce? Potter, he's exempt. He's exempt from turning over the ground of hoeing the whole ground where he sowed it, because with Truma, it's forbidden to sow it. And one who sows Truma by accident, even, he has to turn over the ground with a hoe, in order to uproot any roots of Truma, and only then he's allowed to sow that patch of land with Chulin. And if he doesn't, anything that grows there is considered Gidulei Truma. It's considered the growth of Truma, the laws of which will be discussed in Parak Tes. Here, however, he is exempt from turning over the seeds, and the Gidulei, whatever grows, is absolutely Chulin, because we don't even know if he sowed the Truma. It may be indeed that he has sown the contents of the Chulin, and we can assume that for this purpose. V'hashnia, the second basket that wasn't sown, nahigboka truma. You have to treat it as if it's truma, as if it's definitely truma. V'chayavas b'chala, but you still need to take chala in case it's cholin. That's Divrei Rav Meir. These are words of Rav Meir, who says we have to be stringent, machmir, on both cases. It could be cholin, so you have to give chala like you do normally. You have to separate chala and give it to the kohen. But it could be truma, so you can't. You treat it as if it's truma, with a kedusha of truma. Rabbi Yossi says, if we treat this second basket as a truma, and we give it to the kohen and we can't eat it, then we don't have to take challah from it. It's pot of challah, because Rabbi Yossi holds, as we said before, that it has a din like meduma. Meduma means where it's mixed, where chul and truma is mixed together, where there's no obligation to give challah. Rabbi Zora et Acher es Ashnia. Now, what happens if someone else sowed the contents of the second basket in his garden? Potter. He too is exempt from turning over the seeds, because perhaps what he sowed was the chulin. Because we don't know, so therefore he's potter. The only time you have to turn it over is if you know for sure that it was truma that he sowed. Zora echad es Shtehen. What happens if one person sowed both the contents of both baskets? Then it depends. Now, because he sowed the contents of both baskets, he has definitely sowed truma. So bedova shezarikola, if it's a type of seed that rots, disintegrates into the ground, for example, wheat or barley, mutter, then whatever grows from there is going to be mutter. It's considered like gidulei meduma. It's considered like something that grew of a mixture of truma and chulin, and that's considered chulin. However, uvedobra she'en zarikola, if the seeds that he has sown are not something that disintegrates in the ground, something that remains intact, for example, garlic or onion, also, then it's forbidden to eat by what grows in this ground is forbidden to be eaten by a non-kohen, because when it comes to something that the zara does not, that the seed does not disintegrate, then we have to be machmer, and even gidule gidulin shel truma, even if it's the growths of things of truma, it's going to be asur as well. The Rambam writes that if it's something where the seed doesn't disintegrate, whatever grows is asur, but it's considered meduma. It's considered asur, like a mixture of truma chulin together. It cannot be eaten by a Yisrael. The Rambam also adds, based on the Yerushalmi, that when are we strict, and we say this halacha that if it's something that doesn't intersect in ground, we say anything that grows there will be treated as gedulei truma. That's if he sowed the contents of the second basket before he had harvested the first. But if he had already harvested the first lot that he had sown there, and then afterwards sowed the second basket, even if it's going to be something that the zera is not color, even if the seed is not yet completely, does not disintegrate, the gedulin will be cholin. Why? Because tolush and mechuborin are not going to be a problem for each other. One was tolush, one was already taken off, and one was still connected to the ground. We don't look at them as one thing. that to say that, oh, there's definitely Truma now. Perek Shemini Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha, you have a woman who's married to a Kohen. She's a Bas Yisrael, but she's married to a Kohen. And while she's married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. And indeed, Shoyis HaChelis B'Truma. She's been eating Truma for a long time, or short time, whatever. She's been eating Truma because she's a wife of a Kohen and entitled to do so. Bova Amrullah, they come and they tell her, hey, you know what? Meis Balech, Eger Sheikh, your husband died, or he's divorced you. And she's now asked to eat Truma. And she didn't know about it. Comes out, she's eating Truma after her husband died or after he's divorced her, and it's also forbidden for her to do that. And Yerushalmi asks, how could it be that she's divorced and she doesn't know that she's divorced? How could that ever happen? A lady cannot be divorced until the get reaches her hand. And if she made a shliach to accept the get, the halacha is that if a lady appoints a shliach, she's also immediately to eat Truma, in case the shliach already was makabel the get. And they answer in the Yerushalmi, talking about a case where she appointed a shliach and she said to him, I want you to only accept my get in a certain place. In such a case, she's allowed to eat truma until the shliach arrives at that place, because she said, it's not a get until you arrive at that place. And she estimated that it would take him a few days, a few weeks, whatever, but he went faster. And he was makabel the get before the time that she estimated, so she's eating it in a state of a mistake, mistakenly eating it. V'chein, ha'eved, an eved Kanani of a Kohen who's allowed to eat Truma as well. Shoyochel b'Truma, and he was indeed eating Truma while he was an eved of the Kohen. Ubov Amrulay, then they came and they tell him, Meis Rabach, you know what? Your master died a week ago. And you are now property of his relative who is not a Kohen. Well, as soon as that happened, he was not allowed to eved, Kanani was not allowed to eat it anymore because he's now the eved Kanani of Israel. Oy, mecharach l'Israel, or they tell him, your master sold you to Israel. You've got a new owner who's now not a Kohen. Oy, nesancha b'matana, or he gave you as a present. He gave you to Israel. Oy, asach ben chayin, or he made you a free man. In all of these cases, the Eved was ossed to eat Truma as soon as he became free or as soon as he was transferred to Israel. V'chein, and similarly, Kohen shehoya oichel b'truma. Kohen was eating Truma, v'noida, and then he finds out, also, they tell him shehu ben grusha ben chalutza, that his father married a divorcee and he's the product of that marriage, or a chalutza. In such a case, he's a cholol. He's considered a profaned kohen. And if that is the case, he's not allowed to eat. He was not allowed to eat the truma. In all these cases, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev karen v'chomish. Rabbi Eliezer says that they still have to bring karen and a chomish to pay the principal and add a fifth, which we say is a quarter, because it has it's a classic case of eating truma b'shogeg by accident. However, Rabbi Yeshua poter, Rabbi Yeshua says no, it doesn't have to. Why? Because since they ate it initially, b'rishus, they ate it with permission, they're not even called a shogeg, they're less than that. It's called onus, it's called an accident, not even called a shogeg. There's even less negligence than a shogeg. There are two ways of learning what was the case. In the Gemara Bavli and Psochim, they talk about this case, and they mention that there are two possibilities. One possibility is Rabbi Yeshua is lenient, and he says Potter, because it's a special case where the person was eating Truma of Chometz, Erev Pesach. And people are so anxious of getting rid of the Chometz before Pesach that he was eating it, and they didn't do a sufficient enough checking, and they didn't discover that, they didn't realize that, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua holds their pot of him paying, because it's called Toya Bidvar Mitzvah, it's called making a mistake while doing a mitzvah. And when he says potter, he means potter from Karen and Fuchamish, potter completely, principal and the fifth as well. However, there's another opinion in the Gemara that says, no, we're not talking about a specific time of the year eating chametz and Pesach to get rid of the chametz. We're talking about generally during the year, any time during the year. And Rabbi Shur's reason for being potter is because the eating of truma is called avodah. It's called service. It's called avodah. And, as we'll soon see in the end of the Mishnah, a kohen who is standing and being offering on the Mizbeach, and then he finds out he's a cholol, Rabbi Yeshua holds that all the kabbonis that he offered are still going to be okay, still going to be kosher. And therefore, for that reason, we say that also in the case of the truma eating, he's potter as well. So we have two different ways of understanding Rabbi Yeshua, why he says potter in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. What happens if the Kohen was standing there, offering on the Mizbeach? And then he finds out, his father married a Grusha, and he's a product of that marriage, or Chalutza, and he's posel, he's unfit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash now. The Yishalmi explained that this was found out in Beis Din. The question now is, of course he can't offer anything from now on, but what about all the Kabbonis he offered until now? Are they posel? Rabbi Eliezer
holds that all the kabbonis that he offered the Mizbech are posel because they were offered by a chol, by a person who wasn't even a proper kohen.
Rabbi Yeshua says, okay, in the past, but now we know, before we did not know, until we find out that he's a ben gush v'chalutza, all the kabbonis that have been offered will be kosher. We're not disqualified. How does he know that? Rabbi Yeshua learns it out of a posuk in Hazinu, Baruch Hashem Chelei, in Vizos Habracha, Baruch Hashem Chelei Ufoel Yodot Yitzah. This is a bracha being given to Levi, the tribe Levi, from which the Kohenim came. Bless Hashem Chelei, his army, and the work of his hand, Tirtzah, may you find favor. And they darshaned, and they learned from here, Chelei, from the word Chulin, that even if something was Chulin, even if it's the Chulin Sheboi, even someone who was a Chol and offered it up, please be accept your, the work of his hand will still be accepted. Then, and that's a case, of course, which we're talking about right now. He didn't know that he was a chol. Now, even though it comes out retrospectively that all the kabbonis he offered was a chol, it's still going to be kosher from this word, baruch Hashem chelai. Continues the Mishnah, noida shehu balmum. If it was not just a question of his pedigree, but it's a question of whether he's physically got a mum or not, and at time we didn't know, but now we find out that he had a bal mum, avodah will be possible. How do we know that? It says hini ninosan leis bris shalom in Parshas Pinchas. Behold, I'm giving him my bris of peace, and the word shalom is written defective. The vav is written defective, so it can be read as shalem, complete. From which we learn that when he's complete, but not when he's deficient, not when he's missing a limb or got a mum, then he cannot serve. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, both in the Rashi and the Sefer, that in the case of the woman or in case of the Avid Kanani who've been eating truma, and then they find out that they weren't allowed to, they do not have to bring Karen V'chomesh. And the halacha is like him also in the case of the Eved, of the Kohen who was offering the Mizbeach, that even though it turns out that he finds out he was a Balmum, that he was a Ben Gushman Chalutza, it'll be all the Kabbonis that he offered until now will be still kosher. Only a Balmum, that will be even retrospectively possible.